Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast.
And first of all, we want to say, Yahuwah bless you, and bless all the members that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. Because we know that most of us came to hear, but some listening, I find they can never understand, even after you break it down. But we find that continually working with people like this, Yahuwah's ministry makes this misunderstanding possible. Because that's why we're all here. We came here to see things in the Bible through proper teaching that most of us looking, we can find. But the misinformed can never do none of these things. This is why we always have these issues that's outside of the ministry. But once you get into this ministry, you begin to do one thing, understand. And that understanding comes from being aware of knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts that we often give. It's the knowledge to know that those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teaching, they want you to go their way because they use overly loud bump-the-gums contests, even trying to turn the Bible scriptures that we read against us as verbal weapons. This is why we're here to help you, to guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity, welcoming you to the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah, learning about Yahuwah's word, how to connect the Bible books, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you all have not. This is information that you've came to seek. You have to look no further because now you've found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahuwah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we generally have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time for that class is 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine right on that search line. Type www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under Big Line, you will see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings in doing so. Remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also, y'all there, don't forget to check our calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. Takes all the questions out of guessing because it is explained in, by biblical scriptures what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. So you don't actually have a question about what the feast days is. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. Click the red live button, and as soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribe. That spelling is T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H at gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is YHDH YSR AEL at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. We're also using a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahqua online. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone that seeks to learn accounts of Yahqua's ministry. Also, by calling this number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. This program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, just enter three words on the search bar, Yahqua Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, you can choose any day that you would like to listen. Now, one good thing, during the normal Blog Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find this is where Yahqua's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there, to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss, will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, riding as shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahqua be with you all. But remember, you've heard us mention many times, when learning the word of Yahqua, do not try to win the bump the gums contest. You will miss all the Yahqua's glory which is said unto you. We are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahqua, as it tells us in St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So we can start to do this. Let's keep your Bibles open. I'm going to turn our program back to our Seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua, El of Mr. Tibbs. Excellent. Well, we're doing a series, and Mr. Tibbs made a profound statement that sometimes that they will come into the room and they will act like they're following along, but really they don't understand. Because Yahqua, let's show you, Yahqua's word is number one. Because Yahqua says plainly that I'm not going to have you to understand unless something is properly put in order. See, we have to know the order of things. Now, once you understand, it's like anything else. A test you take, a job you're going on, they got rules and regulations, and once you apply and understand the order, then you say, well, they'll say, okay, well, I think you qualify for the job. But if you don't know the order, they're not going to put you to do the job. So we'll leave it like that. So that's very important. See, the reason why a lot of people do not understand Yahqua's word Because first of all, you have to use a true name and you have to keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh. So them two things got to be lined up, the name and his program and his order. Now, once we show you his name and his order, it's up to you to apply it, then he'll kick in according to 3:34 of St. John. He'll give you this without measuring it to you. He'll pour it on you, but you have to follow his rules and regulation first. So you got there, we'll leave it right there. We go on and see, we open the room up, and remember, the foxtail have been lit. The curtain have went up. And now it's all about organizing in order. And once we organize in order, that means according to what's written in the Bible. And that's why we come on six nights a week and we come on stage. The curtain will go up and we'll bring in teachers, readers from the camps of the six anointed camps, and we'll dialogue back and forth with you according to what's written. But we're really getting in order for one reason. Because Yahweh is saying plainly, it's written, I'm coming in once you in order, voices of the true Israelites. That means the spirit that you hear on the seer must be on the elders, male and female. They must have that spirit because it's not going to work no other way. And that's written in the 11th chapter, verse 16 and 17 and 25. You must have the spirit of the seer. And what we read that at is 11, 16, 17, and 25. So that's the way it is. That's why we put so much time in this, because it's our duty to do so. And we have to watch him unfold himself from the pages of the book. Because when we clear that the spirit that the seer got on him, and that same spirit got to be passed down to the elder males and females. And then they get it to the fathers get it to the mothers, and the mothers get it to the children. So that's the way it is, see, right? It ain't no way of getting around it in Yahweh's word. No saying on that. Take 65, we're going to go see who all going to be participating in on the studio, coming to the curtain that went up. So that means they on stage. Let's find out who all on stage. When you meet your brother, one of the teachers out of Camp 1, Brother Micaiah Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah, Yahweh bless you, see Roy.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, see Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. Mother E, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Mother E, Yahweh bless you, see Roy.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. All right, let's run around around Detroit, Michigan, and see can we find our sister Leora Israel. She can go find the princess, Princess Leora Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah, Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. Yahweh be with you.
Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, see Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right. Sound like me. I hear a good spirit for the nice episode part 65. And you know one thing, the elder are always standing by. Remember, the elder can play all the positions. He can play, look at a basketball game. He play all the forward, the guard position. So he will be, if needed, standing by, ready to go. And that's what it's all about. One thing about it, C. Ray, Yahweh's business got to be taken care of, as is written. So, Brother Micaiah, Luke chapter 12, verse 12, let's get something going on K 65. Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
Mm-hmm. Right, the spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. Who's the you? let's find out exactly who's the you that we can read. And one thing about it, see, right, until we understand the order of things, all we can do is one thing from the six anointed camps is to show you what the Bible says and comment behind the Bible. Listen to what the Bible says, and Moses is talking to a people that he's going to tell you who we're talking to. And Deuteronomy chapter 10 there, Brother Micaiah, let's look at chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. Let's see who he's talking to that we can read in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. Then we'll comment on after we all hear what he's saying to Moses. Deuteronomy chapter 10, 12 and 13. What does it say there, Brother Micaiah? Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 12 and 13, verse 12 reads, "And now, Israel, what do Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, require of you, but to fear Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, with all your mind, and with all your soul, your body." Verse 13, "To keep the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, Torah instructions which I command you this day for your good."
For your good. So Moses, a general, was to tell the children of Israel from the mouth of Yahuwah, remember to keep the Torah instructions, and it is for your good. Now he just said, let's preach up that to the wisdom of Solomon now. Brother Micaiah, let's go to Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 17. And Mother E, have me Romans chapter 7, verse 1, and skip down to 10, down to verse 12. So he says, what do Yahuwah, the four-letter man, requires of you children of Israel? That's what he just said. That's what he just said. Detroit, Michigan, have me the 49th chapter, verse 23, and have me Numbers chapter 6, 22 to 27, waiting on me. So he says, what required of you children of Israel is to keep the Torah instruction, the first five books. Wisdom of Solomon, 6, verse 17, what did it say there, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 17. 17 reads, "For the very true beginning of her is the desire of discipline, and the care of discipline is love."
That's all we can get out of that. We can't, look at that real good, because I need to get a little bit more out of that, Brother Micaiah. So look at that 617 real carefully, because I need to get a little bit more, maybe. But I believe I need to get a little bit more without going peeking at a book. What did it say again in 617 of Wisdom of Solomon? One more time there, Brother Micaiah.
Okay. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 17. Verse 17 reads, "For the very true beginning of her is the desire of discipline, and the care of discipline is love."
Mm-hmm. So the beginning of her and discipline is love. Well, I'm pretty well stuck on. I'm kind of stuck on that one. So I got to add a little bit more to that by skipping down to verse number 18, and maybe that tie that in. Maybe I need to go around to 18 and get a little bit more there. I'm kind of stuck there, Brother Micaiah. Maybe I need to get verse 18 in there, and maybe that might tie me in, and I can move on to Mother E. Verse 18 says what?
Okay, the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 18. 18 reads, "And the love is keeping of her law, Torah instructions, first five books of the Bible, and the giving heed unto her laws, Torah instructions, first five books of the Bible is the insurance of incorruption.
Oh, you say you got insurance policy of being incorrupt, incorruption. So you see what he just said? By keeping the Torah instructions, you got insurance policy, see, right? You know, you'll take out full coverage on your car. You get to those piece of cars and say, look here. And so you know you got to put insurance on it. Yeah, I'm going to put full. And if anything happens to get bumped, you say automatic. Well, I got full coverage on mine. Hey, see, you see it? You see how worldly we are? But Yahweh just told you, you got a full insurance of keeping the Torah instruction. But you kind of have copped at that. But you more insurance on, oh, something happened to your piece of rope. Oh, well, I got insurance on the rope. See, then you want to call, you call your man and say, hey, I got a little leak, a little problem at the rope, and I take out insurance on it. See? See how you trust the world? But when it comes down to dust, says Yahweh, you do a Malachi 1:13, brother. Give me enough to work with. Give me a Malachi 1:13. What do they do when it comes down to Yahweh's instruction? Brother Micaiah, and I'm going to pull you down because all I need is half of it. What they do? Malachi 1:13. What they do when it comes down to Yahweh's order of things? What they do? Malachi 1:13, bring it.
The book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 13. 13 reads, you said, also, behold, what a weariness it is. And you have nothing. And you have nothing.
You done what again? What you done, Brother Micaiah?
And you have snuffed at it.
Excellent. See what you do? When it comes down to Yahweh's Torah instruction, we have done what again, Al?
You have snuffed at it.
You don't snuff at it. You don't snuff at it. When it comes down to Torah, you see, this is a weird thing to keep Yahweh's Torah instruction. It's weird. This is weird. And then what you do, you snuff at. He tell you about how to walk, how to talk, once you know you Israel. But you say, this is a weary thing to do. And then what you do, you snuff at it. You see that, see, right? So there it is. And that's the reason why, you know, it's extra topic that they ought to put on the table, you know, showing you that people, they wonder why they can't understand what's coming out this Bible. They're looking red at it, and they just snuff at it. But that don't mean it's not going to stand. So that's the point we make it. See, right? You got to stop snuffing at it. Give me 1:11, verse 10. Because the only way you understand this thing, like they'll put on the table, it ain't but one way you're going to understand this Bible. That's why you know the Bible is right. 1:11, verse 10. What it say in Psalms there, Brother Micaiah?
Going there now. Book of 1:11, Psalms. 1:11, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his Torah instruction. His praise endures forever.
You see that? See, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. You get a good understanding when you do what, Brother Micaiah?
That you get a good understanding if you do the Torah instruction.
You see that? It is right there. And that's the reason, Elder, that a lot of times you're showing scripture and you got to go over people with scriptures, because one thing about it, the guys first understand one thing. This Yahweh is not going to allow this word to sit on you. That's why you're going to have highs and lows. Because you know why? You don't keep the Torah instruction. So you're always going to be at a disadvantage. You're going to have highs and lows. You're going to have them up, down. And I got a question on the table. Why does this, what is the name? Why do Geno Jennings Reader says with a loud voice, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know why he say that with a loud WCC. I don't know that. But I'll tell you one thing about he getting something to deal with it. I don't know why Geno Jennings Reader says with a loud voice, hallelujah. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. You might have opened a can of worms and laid on in lesson. I don't know. why he said that. I don't even know nothing about no. I know something about a little bit about Geno Jennings, and I know a little bit, maybe a little bit about his reader. I don't know, but I might zero in on it so you can take it off the screen because you block your me from listening to Mother. All right, Mother E. What you working with, Mother E? Let's get back to you, Mother E. What you working with? Come on.
Romans chapter 7, verse 1 and 10 to 12. Romans chapter 7, verse 1. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the Torah instruction, how that the Torah instruction have dominion over a man as long as he lives. Verse 10. And the commandments which was ordained to life I found to be unto death. Verse 11. For sin takes occasion by the commandment, deceiving me, and by it slew me. Verse 12. Wherefore, the Torah instruction is right, and the commandment right, and just and good.
Oh, that's not Molly. You know, that was excellent, no doubt about it. That was excellent. Detroit, Michigan, what you working with? Come on.
Chapter what?
Detroit, count four, what you working with? You already have scriptures, so what you working with?
What chapter?
Now, Detroit, we gave you the chapter just like we gave everybody else. Where were your attention span at when it was given to you? Because right now, when I gave it to you, it was in the spirit. So now, who can pick up what we said to Campbell? Anybody? Did anybody write them scriptures down? Because they don't got away from me.
We got a 49:23 on the table. I don't know if we was going Isaiah or Psalms. We never got that 50 spot.
If that was Jesus, they'll pick it up there. Pick it up 49:23 of Genesis and Numbers chapter 6. Verse 22. Excellent, Brother Micaiah. That's called paying attention. Excellent. Bring that out for me.
All right, we're going to Genesis. 49:23.
Yeah, what it say?
It reads, the book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 23. 23 reads, the archers have sorely grieved him, and shot at him, and hated him.
Well, look at that again. Look at 49:23 one more time, real carefully. In Genesis, because I'm kind of stuck there, Brother Micaiah. I'm kind of stuck a little bit. Look at that Genesis 49:23 real carefully. I'm kind of stuck. Otherwise, I ain't got in my proper groove yet, because 49:23. What does it say again? Because I ain't got in my groove yet. Come on.
Okay. The book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 23. 23 reads, the archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him.
So that means I got people in my Bible, because right now I'm stuck. Because I'm not in my groove right now, Brother Micaiah. So now I gotta peep at something, because I thought I was just about getting ready to rock and roll a little bit, but I can't get my mojo going. Now in Genesis 49, let's see, Genesis 49, 23, you right on what you're saying. 49. Now, I don't understand how I'm blowing something. I don't understand that. So I got to examine myself, because like right now, I'm kind of got stuck there, Brother Micaiah. Because I remember calling out some verses, and now I've got away from me. Back up to 49:28. That's what I gave count for, 49:28.
not a new spirit. If you get a 49:28. Oh, okay. Make that 49:28, Brother McKay.
Okay, the book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 28. Mm-hmm. Reads, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them.
Mm-hmm. So the 12 tribes of Israel is upon the blessing. And remember, the topic came on K65 is we found out one thing, that it was a requirement for the children of Israel. And we was piggybacking off of what Elder Adam said, how do they look, read these scriptures, and they really do not grasp it, because then we shown soundly in 111 verse 10, it's not going to work with you unless you're keeping the Torah instruction. He's going to always have you where you, scripture's going to take you up and down, high, lows, because Yahuwah's word is going to stand. You've got to be keeping the Torah instruction for the scriptures to sit on you, because that's what he said. He said in 111 verse 10, the wisdom of a good understanding is those that do the Torah instruction, first five books. So he told Israel, what do Yahuwah requires of you, Israel? We read that in Deuteronomy chapter 10, 12 and 13. He said to fear him, to love him, and all that. Then we found out from Mother Eve, that the Torah instruction is the long as you live. So if you know you Israelite, to get him to respond to you, you got to do Torah instruction as long as you live. And then we found out in 10 through 12 that the Torah instruction is righteous and is good. So that's what we brought up at right now. So now when I went to Detroit, she didn't write down the verses when it was given to you. And that kind of threw me off for a minute, but I'm back on point now. So we run back over to Detroit again, and see can I get Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 down to verse 27. Take notes. Write the scriptures down. Be prepared to go forward in Yahuwah. Remember, the example you set now is example all over the world. When they get into a tight, they don't know where to come to. The six anointed camps. Why? Because we locked in with the word of Yahuwah. Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. Detroit, camp 4, you on the block, come up.
Numbers 6, verse 22 to 27. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron, unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, verse 24, Yahuwah bless thee and keep thee. Verse 25, Yahuwah make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Verse 26, Yahuwah lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Verse 27, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
Yes. That's what it is, see, right? So we look at the rules and regulations that Yahuwah is telling us something. Because when we jump down in Paul's writing, you know, Paul makes profound statements about certain such things and other lessons. We talk about that. And they jump down in Paul's writing, and they be unlearned and unskilled, like the Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. They jump down in Paul's writing and think Paul is contradicting the word of Yahuwah, but he's not. He's a very intelligent, high-learned man that spoke just about every language of that day. But they jumped out in Paul's writing and they are twisted. And said, our job is to come behind and show. That's why this ministry has come behind all the rest of the ministry, to show soundly that the only way you will understand his words, you must keep Torah instruction. So if you have constant Torah instruction, 195 international countries, if you have constant Torah instruction, Yahweh is not going to allow you to be able to do what you hear of the six anointed counts do. Because he said the beginning of wisdom, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom that do his Torah instruction. Is that what he said? So you got to be able to be a doer of the Torah instruction. Then Yahweh will kick in. And that's why, in the book of Isaiah, Micaiah, he makes two or three profound statements in the book of Isaiah. Because see, what we have a tendency to think that that the book of the dead, all the nations got something to say. But I beg the difference when you go in the Bible and teach. We got to be clear that we can entertain all the books. Because we haven't read them all just to make sure we enlightened with it. But we found out that Yahweh made it plain in the book of Isaiah 34, verse 16 and 17. What did he say there, Brother Micaiah Israel? What did he say?
The book of Isaiah, in chapter 34, we read verse 16 and verse 17. Verse 16 reads, "Seek you out of the book of Yahweh and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate, for my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them." Verse 17. "And he hath cast a lot for them, and his hand hath divided it unto them by line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation shall they dwell therein."
He says, already prophesied, you seek out the book of Yahweh and read. See, that's the key right there, see, right? So listen, there's nothing wrong with you just doing it for education-wise to add on, you know, the bus of Christian or Islamic or Judaism in the middle of the street. Ain't nothing wrong with that, especially if you are a teacher. You got to be informed about anything to show, but Yahweh trumps that by saying, it ain't no book to make with the Bible. So sometimes you see Farrakhan up there with the Quran, and he'll quote the Bible more than he quotes the Quran. See, because you know why? Because the Quran came from a passage of the Bible. See, that's the point. See, you see it with two books in his hand. Because you know one thing, there's no spirit in the Quran at all. There's no prophecy in the Quran at all. So they use the Bible, then they get back to the Quran, but you have to be able to catch that. But the Bible don't have no mate. You don't need no book with the Bible. The Bible take care of all the business, and that's the way it is. The spirit is in the Bible, not in the Quran, not in any other book. So that's the key. But all the way you're going to get the spirit of the Bible, you must keep the Torah instruction first by a book. It's not going to sit on you. I don't care where you go. It's not going to sit on you. It's going to get away from you. You're always going to be excited about certain things. You'll be up today and down tomorrow. Now, Brother Micaiah in Isaiah chapter 8, verse number 16 and 20, and Mother E. Helmi Baruch, chapter 4, 1, 2, 27, 28, waiting on me, backed up with Baruch chapter 3, 1 down to verse 4. So in Baruch chapter 1, 2, 27, and 28, Mother E. Then Baruch chapter 3, 1 through 4, waiting on me. And Detroit, Michigan, have me Deuteronomy chapter 11, 26 through 28, waiting on me, backed up with Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse number 1 down to verse 3, then skip down to 19 through 21 there, Detroit, Michigan. So, get back to Brother Micaiah again. Now, Brother Micaiah, we found out one thing over here that it ain't no mate with his book. We found out that real plain. So So what's going on in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16 and 20? Tell me out there, Brother McKay.
Okay. The book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 16, and you want verse 20?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Verse 16 reads, bind up the testimony, the covenant, seal the law, the Torah instructions, first five books of the Bible, among my disciples, clearly word for followers. Verse 20, to the law, the Torah instructions, first five books of the Bible, and to the testimony, the covenant. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
Ain't that something? He said, if you're not using the Bible by using the law and the testimony, that means the laws of Moses and the covenant, if you're not using both sides of the book, double-dutching the book, he says there's no light in it. That's big talk. Now, you got a preacher. What that mean is no lighting. Go to 1 John chapter 1, there, Brother Micaiah, 1, 5 through 8, and come right back to Proverbs 6, 23. Remember it says in Numbers chapter 11. He said, Moses, look out there and get 70 men. And I'm going to come down there, Moses, and put the same spirit that's on you. Put on them that you won't bear this burden alone. So understand one thing. The next move will be getting in order. But those that teach the word of Yahweh, it's gonna be a number we just read. But they will have the same spirit the seer have on. Because you know why? Because Yahweh said he was gonna put it on. That means it's gonna be what they call it a cookie cutter. You know, you make the little holes and all the things. Well, that's the same thing y'all just said in Numbers chapter 11, 16 and 17. He said the spirit that's going to be on, the spirit that's on you, Moses, I'm going to put it on them. So it won't be nobody rattling around in the six anointed camps. You know, got another mindset because Yahweh said, I'm going to put the spirit on those that got the mindset of you, Moses. Moses dead now. But you know what's written over in 1 Samuel, hold that point. Detroit, run back over and give me the book of Samuel chapter 7, verse 15. What it said in Detroit, Michigan, 7, verse 15, 1 Samuel.
First Samuel, chapter 7, verse
15. Yes.
And it reads, and Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life.
So Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. So you don't know how long the seer is going to be around. According to the Bible, the seer will be around until they die. When they die, they bring another one in. See, and you'll know it because you see signs of it. But all the way you can end up with a quick death on you, you start ignoring what Yahweh got on his table. As long as you do what Yahweh tells you to do, you'll be around quite a long time. That's what he said. But you can't replace the seer. You can't replace the seer. He got a dial. And this is what we're trying to tell all the camps. You got one seer, and the seer got to do one thing. Help me out there, Mother E. And the seer got to do one thing. Go to Titus 1, 4, and 5. Let me show you what the seer got to do. You got to do one thing. We're going to Titus chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Listen good. See, let me tell you something. Once we in order, Yahweh going to show you the next move. Look what's written over in Titus chapter 1, verse 4 and 5.
Okay.
See, remember, the seal got to die out to be replaced. But the seal got responsibility to do why he's alive and well. And the responsibility would be in Titus chapter 1, verse 4 and 5.
What is it, M.O.E.?
Book of Titus chapter 1, verse 4 and verse 5. Verse 4, to Titus, my own son, after the common faith, grace and mercy and peace from Yahweh the Father and the Yahweh the Son, our Savior. Verse 5, for this cause have I thee in Sarit, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanted, and order elders in every city as I have appointed thee.
He said, I'm going out of Crete. He said, I'm going to anoint you, Titus, and once I anoint you, now you have the anointing all in hand to go anoint all the elders of the city. So now you have the ability to anoint other elders, but ain't but one seer. So the seer's job is to look and see where the elders at, anoint them for them to understand. Now, you got to go to other cities and anoint other elders. That's what we're talking about. So all you got is it's called one seer and a gaggle of elders in every city, but they on one mind, one accord. They have the same mind as the seer because the seer got to sit down with the elders and point. This is what Yahweh is saying. You got it? Good. Now go back and find who got that spirit and take the oil bottle with you and anoint them. So that's how it works. But it ain't no two seers. One seer and a bunch of elders. They have ranking in elders. They got ranking in elders. Senior elders and all that old good stuff. That's good. But that is the order of things. Then, let me show you what's going to happen, Brother Micaiah. Hold that phone whatever you own. Let me show you what's going to happen when that's in place. Let me show you what's going to happen. Let's go to Hosea chapter 1. Let me show you. That's why I said we watch everything from the pages of the book. We watch everybody's spirit from the Bible. Because he don't bless the six anointed cast to be able to look at the Bible and make a conclusion according to the Bible. And once you understand the Bible's going to stand, because you got a lot of organization talking about the prophets is back. Wait a minute. The prophets is a polluted word for seer. If everyone seer at a time, and the only way he can be replaced, he got to die out. And then, but he have a job to do. Back up, Brother Micaiah, back up to Exodus chapter. He said, okay, sir, you need to back up and take care of a little business on that, chapter 3 of Exodus. And then we'll come back to whatever you want. Okay. Come back to Exodus chapter 3 for a minute there. See, that's how the spirit of Yahweh operates. You don't know what you own, and you don't know what you hear. That's why when we hear the elder first talk, then what we do, we just sit back and he said, yeah, now that's what I want to put on the table. Now, this is what I want you to do. Now, I want you to drop some Exodus chapter 3, verse 6, and put some 15 and 16 on. That's what I want you to do. Brother Micaiah, what do Exodus chapter 3, verse 6, verse 15 and 16, what do it say? Come on.
The book of Exodus, chapter 6, the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 6, 15 and 16. Verse 6 reads, moreover, he said, I am Yahweh of your father, the Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, and the Yahweh of Israel. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Yahweh. Verse 15, and Yahweh said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shall you say unto family of Israel, Yahweh, Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Verse 16, go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, and Yahweh of Israel appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you, polluted word for Mezarim.
See, once we understand the order of things according to Yahweh, he already said he's coming in. As a matter of fact, Brother Mikhail, I need to read. I got to read that he's coming in. I'm going to tell you something. It, once we, especially the six amount of camps, you understand you got a great duties on you to be prepared to meet them where they at on every point. And that's why we come humble. Every time we go on that where we come humble, we might be rude in speech, but not according to knowledge. So he already told Joel. He told Joel something there, Brother Mikhail. He made a final statement to Joel. He said something to him in the second chapter. And I'll read verse 1, getting him warmed up. Just give me verse 1 in Joel, and let me expound on Joel 2:1. I want to expound on what he told Joel to fear in 2 verse 1. What did he say there, Brother Mikhail?
Okay, I'm on my way there now. Thank you.
Joel chapter 2. Verse 1. What did he say, Brother Mikhail?
Okay.
Joel chapter 2, verse 1. What did he say?
I'm getting there now. Still my study moving past it. Pages getting jammed on me. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Brother Mikhail and Brother Titus out of Camp 1, they is up-and-coming teachers. So our job is to see what they're working with, and we're going to find out soundly what they're working with. See, we're going to find out. Our job is to see what you're working with. One thing you know, we know there's a big job ahead of us, and Brother Titus and Brother Mikhail, they're up-and-coming teachers out of Camp 1. And we're going to give them all the tools that Almighty gave us to be able to take care of this business. Because that's what we're supposed to do. Let's see what it says in Joel 2:1.
Book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, blow ye the trumpet in Yada, blew the word Judah, and sound an alarm in my righteous mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of Yahweh cometh, for it is night, and it is nigh at hand.
It is nigh at hand, huh? So that's it. That's it right there. So we got to blow the trumpet. And then give me 58 verse 1. What kind of trumpet are you talking about we got to blow? Isaiah 58 verse 1 there. Mm-hmm. Brother Mikhail, come right back here in a minute. But he says you got to make a little noise now. I mean, you can't be like this old pastor out there over there in New Orleans somewhere, you know, No. You got to blow the alarm. You got to bring it. You got to bring the good. Matter of fact, Isaiah going to tell you how you got to bring it. What does it say in 58 verse 1, how you bring it, Brother Mikhail?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, cry aloud, fear not, lift up the voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the family of Israel their sin.
He said, raise your voice like a trumpet. Don't worry about their feelings. Well, you know you heard my feelings, but Yahweh tell you don't worry about that. You do what I tell you to do, unless you can get a little empty pitching on you. See, I don't care about your feelings. Because Yahweh said, don't care about their feelings. Tell them what thus says, Yahweh, and keep it moving. Because you got to call it on you to do so. Don't worry about their feelings. Just may show you right in the Bible on what the Bible says. It's up to them to make adjustment to the Bible. You don't make adjustment to nobody's feelings. Let's go back to Joel chapter 2, because if you do it the way Yahweh tell you to do, look what he said he's going to do. Look what he said in 2 verse 11. What he said in 2 verse 11, let's read a little bit. Let's read down a little bit and find out what's going on. Now, if you do it the way he tell you to do, he got it written in Joel chapter 2, verse 11. What's going to happen there? Brother Micaiah.
Book of Joel.
11 and 12. Yeah, 11 and 12.
All right. The book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. Verse 11 reads, "And Yahweh shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For he is strong that exalteth his word. For the day of Yahweh is great and very terrible, and who can abide it?" Verse 12, "Therefore also now, saith Yahweh, turn you even to me with all your mind, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning."
Hey, that's he says, "And Yahweh shall utter his voice before his army."
For his army.
Look what WCC just said. We see that mean us. No, WCC. That don't mean. So now I've got to drop a precept on you. Say his army, right? You hear him say his army, right? Let me show you WCC. 500 million members. Let me show you the army he's talking about. He's not talking about you. He's not talking about the 17 nations. So, you know, let's precept that, Brother Micaiah. Let's see if we precept that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. 6 months on the camp. You don't know where they're going, but if you get the right spirit on you, on that very same hour, it'll show you exactly what he's talking about, and all the other nations got to do one thing. If they believe in the Bible or hear the scripture, they use point at the scripture. He said he's going to utter his voice before his army, and his camp is very great. Big talk with that. So what we're going to do, we're going to precept that to the book of Ezekiel, Brother Micaiah. We're going to precept that to Ezekiel, and I think we pick that up in Ezekiel chapter 36. We'll make it 37. Now we're going to find out who is his army that he's going to utter his voice before, because he said that camp is very great. Let's see. Now, Ezekiel got to kick in. Maybe he might say add a little bit to the mystery. Ezekiel 37. And let's see what's going on when you pick it up at verse number. My friend, it's going to make a little meal out of picking up at verse number 6. Pick it up at verse 6, because this is what got to happen. But who are we talking about? We're going to find out. But this is what got to happen in the 37th chapter. Listen good, WCC, 37 verse 6. Let's read down to get down to this army, and verse 11 going to seal the deal. Matter of fact, read verse 12. Make it sound good. Take it 6 down to verse 12, Brother Micaiah. I bring your A game and let's take care of a little business in 37, 6 down to verse 12. Let's see what the Bible tell the whole story, and all we gotta do is point at it and keep it moving. Come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 6 to 12. Verse 6 reads, "And I will lay sinews upon you, bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am Yahweh." Verse 7. "So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone." Verse 8. "And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them." Verse 9. "Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus says Yahweh, Yahweh, come for wind, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live." Verse 10. "So I prophesied as he commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Verse 11, then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole family of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our part. Verse 12, therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus says Yahuwah, Yahuwah, behold, O my people, I will open your grave and cause you to come up out of the grave and bring you into the land of Israel.
So you see how this Bible will tell. Here's going to tell you something. That's why we know this is going to be the ministry that break the back of the known world. And the world has no choice but to get behind the Six Anointed Camp, because we let the Bible tell the story. And then to put Saul in the womb, we just add two more verses to it. See, let me tell you something. We don't know where we're going. All we know one thing, if we obey Yahuwah, in that very same hour, he'll give you what to say. And remember in Proverbs chapter 21, Mother Eve, in Proverbs 21, what it says in 1 and 2, just kind of put on tape, you know, pointed toward the WCC. What it says in Proverbs 21, 1 and 2?
Okay. The book of Proverbs 21.
Proverbs 21, 1 and 2, what is that?
Book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 1 and verse 2. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1. The king's mind is in the hand of the Yahuwah, as the rivers of water. He turns it whatsoever he will. Verse 2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Yahuwah pardoneth the mind.
So Yahuwah, he makes people make statements. They don't even know why they're making statements, but Yahuwah has them to make statements. Like he made the WCC say, see, it only means everybody. But we found out it didn't mean everybody. See, Yahuwah controls the minds of the power to be. The only reason the power to be in power because you disobedient of the covenant of Yahuwah. But once you hearing a shaking in the north, but we read that somewhere down the line, you're going to hear the six anointed counts, and you're going to get a shaking, and Sinu going to come back upon you, your flesh going to get right, and then you're going to get in where you've been in it. So it's already written. You're going to do it. The ones that's going to make it, there it is right now. See? So we clear. That's why we come on the network, because it's written that sooner or later, they're going to start making the call, and that's why it's so important for the land, school, and banquet hall. Because one thing about it, big dignitaries come all over the world and sit down at the feet of the six anointed count. And we're going to show them what the Torah instruction is saying, to go back and be anointed, then get on over there and straighten the people out. And then Yahuwah is going to intervene, because he's telling you right here. He said, now, once that word was, once Ezekiel was prophesying to Israel, he said, look here, a great army stood up. So you see what he's saying? So we see it's going to happen right there. A great army stood up. Not no itty-bitty piece. We read the word called a great army of Israel stood up. See that? So we can read these things. Now we just put a little saw in the wound, and by showing you exactly how it's going to happen, we read 12, just read 13 and 14, and put a little saw in the wound and keep it moving. See, that's the way it is, see, right? See, you want to have a gang sales and come all over the world. Let them bump the gongs and say what they got to say. Then go to the Bible and just, you know, you might be rude to speak, but when it comes down to knowledge, you got to have a knowledge part to take care of the gang sales. To take care of the gang sales, Bob McCain, and find out exactly how this thing will happen in verse 13 and 14.
Okay. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 13 and verse 14. Verse 13 reads, and you shall know that I am Yahuwah when I have opened your grave, O my people, and bought you your grave. Verse 14, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Yahuwah, have spoken and performed it, said the Yahuwah.
But wait a minute. What do God do in verse 14 for this to happen? Abba Makai, what do he say he got to do first in 14?
He says to put his spirit in you, and you shall live.
Ain't that something? So you see what he ought to do? He's going to have to put his spirit in you. That's the only way it's going to happen, see, Ray. You know, it's not the base of how fast I hide you jump and how fast you run. He got to put his spirit in you. It ain't gonna work no other way. He got to put that spirit in you. Huh? Right. Hey, yeah. So it ain't gonna work no other way. Yeah. So only you running, trying to get it. The spirit got to be in you first. He said, but he gonna put that spirit in you. And that spirit is in Proverbs 1:23. What it said, Brother McKay? Proverbs 1, and what spirit he gonna put in you? You got to read. No, ain't nothing gonna fall out of heaven on you. Give you a jerk, a kick, and a run, and a split. No, it don't work like that. See, again, that's Christianity, Islam, that's the church. That's how they roll. Oops, run, split, fall down, dress go up. Missionary throw sheets on top of and they up on the sheet trembling. No, it don't work like that. No, I ain't forgot about him. Why do he, when he reads the Bible, he holler, hallelujah. Yeah, I don't know why he did it, but I tell you one thing, I ain't forgot about it. Yahweh ain't gave them to put on him yet. Wait, it might come in this lesson, it might come in tomorrow lesson. But whoever Geno Jennings is and whoever his reading is, and when he start reading, he get excited and holler, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know why he do that, but if Yahweh give me something, I take a look at it, but right now I'm on something else. So you be patient, WCC. Remember, it's your broadcast, but you're not on right now. We on. Now, so where we at? So what spirit Yahweh got to put on you before we can start saying something? 1:23, Brother McKay.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 23. 23 reads, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
Oh, that's what we got to know. The words say right. We got to know the words. The spirit he going to put on you is the words that are coming from the Bible. You'll be able to go into the Bible and take care of the game sales according to the Bible. Now, Mother, I know you're holding something for me over there in Baruch. And we already know you read Baruch, Brother McKay, give me that 1 John 1:5-8. Because one thing about it, you got to understand one thing. The Bible is laid out, and all the one going to be able to soundly paint the picture is voices for the true Israelite. That's it. I mean, we're going to be exhibited all every time they go on that work. We don't know where we're going, but I'll tell you one thing. If you stand back and have the right spirit, Yahweh said, nah, look at this person. They catch me. 1 John 1:5-8. Brother Micaiah, bring it. Right side of the book. Come on.
The book of 1 John 1:5-8. Verse 5 reads, sin is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you that Yahweh is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Yahuwah the Son, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Verse 8. If we say that we have no sin. We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
That verse is full. That verse, not for John to say that profound, that Yahweh is light.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute. That's a profound verse he pulled. So he had to pull a verse from somewhere. Let's see, we'll go back to Proverbs 6:23 and find out what's going on. See, remember one thing. We can peep at that verse and see what's going on. Where did he pull that from? Yahweh is light. Proverbs 6:23. Brother Micaiah, bring it.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 23. Verse 23 reads, "For the Torah instructions, the first five books of Yahweh, is a lamp, and the Torah instructions is light, and reproof of instructions are the way of life."
He's saying the light of Yahweh is his Torah instructions. See, right? That's what he just said. And the book of 6:23, so Yahweh is light, and Yahweh is the light of the Torah instructions. Guess what? Whether you know it or not, you're going to be judged by the Torah instructions. You're going to be judged by the Torah instructions, which you will. Probably take care of that in this lesson, too. Let me tell you something. If you want to know how you're going to be judged, it's by Torah instructions. So how much you got in the bank on Torah instruction? How is your, when you put it into the machine and put your card in there, is it going to come back insufficient funds? Guess what? You're going to be judged by the Torah instruction, first five books. So how much have you put to the side in the day of Yahweh come? That's what you're going to be judged by. The Torah instruction. So we tell you up front. So how much you got in the spirit, in your spiritual bank, or would you be insufficient funds on that day? Hold that point. Campo, did you find your missing books yet?
No.
You haven't found your missing books yet, huh? Uh huh. Good. Mother E, back up to 2 Samuel 62:1-3. See, one thing about it, you got to be prepared. You got to put Yahweh's business first, and guess what? When you put Yahweh's business first, he put you first. Yeah, 2 Enoch. I want to go to Enoch 62:1-3. I need that verse. I don't know why I need that verse. I need it. 2 Enoch 62:1-3.
Okay.
I need that verse. So can you give me some Enoch 62:1-3? Now, what's in there? I need it right now, Mother E. That's what I need right now. Can you help the old seer out?
The book of 2 Enoch, chapter 62, verse 1, 2. 2 and 3. Verse 1. Blessed is the man who in his patience bring his gift with faith before the Yahweh face, because he will find forgiveness of sin. Verse 2. But if he take back his word before the time, there is no repentance for him. And if the time passes and he does not of his own will perform what is promised, there is no repentance after death. Verse 3, because every work which man doeth before the time, outside the time, he has promised all deceit before man, and sin before Yahweh.
Now what are you going to say? What are you not going to say? You can take it the way you want to take it. If anyone of your loved ones have left the face of the earth, and they weren't keeping Torah instruction, when Yahweh wake them up, he's going to bond them in the thigh. I don't care how good they were to you, whatever. Because he made plain about this salvation and Detroit, we made a claim about the salvation in 2:11. Titus, what do you say about the salvation? He made a final statement in 2:11 about the salvation. Let me tell you something. That's why you ain't got time to be playing around. You got to tell mom, daddy, Uncle Pete, Uncle Roy, and Sister Betty. Listen, tell you something. If you shut it down and you did not keep Torah instruction, once you woke back up, the man going to burn you in the fire. It's no repentance after death. You can't get it right after death. You got to get it right before death. That's why I said we got a big job ahead of us. Because everybody's fumbling around with this thing, has cops. Yahweh can shut you down any given minute. If you shut down not keeping the Torah instruction, when you do wake up, the man going to burn you in the fire. Okay? So keep that in your mind. That's why you got a big job to tell your loved ones and yourself. You got to do the Torah instruction. If you shut this thing down and you have not done the Torah instruction, according to Enoch's man, there's no repentance after death. If you ain't got it right, the man going to wake you up and burn you in the fire. So if you keep it the first day of the week, and you know you Israel and you're not wearing no fringes, he shut you down, he's going to burn you in the fire and wake you back up. He gave us an example over there in Numbers chapter 15, verse 1, 2, 13, 40. He killed the man for doing some business on the Sabbath day. That was a shadow. Then he said, otherwise, tell them, get about them divers and put them fringes on. And put them fringes on, and that's a sign between me and you. The fringes is just as important as keeping the Sabbath day, written in 32 down to 40 in the 15th chapter of Numbers. So I'm telling you like it is. You can't order the water and say, hold back the wet. You got to have both. Your man going to burn you in the fire. Take it any way you want to take it. That's book. If you shut down and you ain't got it right, the man going to burn you in the fire. We rule in speech, but not according to knowledge. We're telling you what to tell the people to come. You can't order the water and say, hold back the wet. Ain't going to work. What'd you read? What we read?
Titus chapter 1, verse 11.
Yeah, what it say?
Titus 2, verse 11.
What are you reading that, Detroit?
Titus 2, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
For the grace of Yahweh that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men.
That means everybody ever heard. They just reject it. See, according to Paul telling Titus, this grace will appear to every man and woman. They all heard it. They just rejected it. They heard what the Sabbath day is, the sun go on Friday, sun go on Saturday. They heard that you got to come out them pants and put them fringes on. They heard it. But they just ain't going to do it. They heard it. They can't say they heard it. Because your job is to make sure they heard it. They just ain't going to do it. So now we know one thing. If they can't use the excuse, I never heard that. Because according to Paul telling Titus, this time period had appeared to all men and women. They all heard it. They just rejected it. They're just not going to keep the Sabbath day. They're going to keep Sunday. They're not going to call on the true name YHWH. They're going to call on Lord God and Jesus. There is up under a ticking time bomb. And he said plainly, it's no repentance after you die. So how your loved ones going to wake up? If they're not keeping the Torah instruction, you're going to burn them in the fire. Mm-hmm. So it's up to you. Tell them. That's all you're going to do. Tell them. All right. Mother E, what it says in Baruch chapter 4, 1, 2, 27, 28. What did it say there, Mother E?
Baruch mm-hmm. chapter 4.
Verse 1, 2, 27, and 28.
Okay. Baruch chapter 4.
Well, Baruch 3, 1, down to verse 4. Back to back, Mother.
Okay. Baruch chapter 4, 1:27-28. Mm-hmm. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. This is the book of the Torah instruction of Yahweh, and the Torah instruction that endures forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as need it shall die. Verse 2.
Wait a minute, mother. What happened again? If you leave the Torah instruction, what's going to happen?
You shall die.
Yeah. So if you're not keeping the Torah instruction, you're going to die. Here it is in 4 verse 1. If you're not keeping the Torah instruction, and if you leave the Torah instruction, you're just a walking death sentence. Baruch said it at 4 verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2.
Turn thee, O Israel, and take hold of it. Walk in the presence of the light thereof, that thou mayest be illuminated.
Who is this message to? Before you read 27 and 28, who's Baruch talking to?
Talking to Israel.
Ain't that something? He ain't talking to the world. He's telling Israel. Israel, turn. If you walk away from a Torah instruction, the man gonna kill you. He's gonna kill you once and wake you back up and kill you again. It is right there. Baruch, oh, 1 and 2. So you gotta tell mom, daddy, auntie, Uncle Leroy and Auntie Betty. Listen, whatever you're doing, if it ain't Torah instruction, you're a ticking time bomb. What do you mean? Take the book Baruch and read it. 27-28,
this is good. Book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 27 and verse 28, verse 27. Be of good comfort, O my children, Israel. Be of good comfort, O my children, and cry unto Yahweh.
Hold on, mother, hold on. Yes, it said that you read it in verse 2. You put it in there. You did, right? You put it in there. That's called your learning of stepped up. You talking to old Israel. Be a comfort, old Israel. It did say that. It said that in verse 2. You was on point. You might as well come on, blame it. You on point now. Verse 27.
Baruch chapter 4, verse 27. Be a good comfort, oh my children Israel, and cry unto Yahweh, for you shall be remembered of him that brought these things upon you. Verse 28, for as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so then return, seek him 10 times more.
Ain't that something? He said, now look here. He said, when you go astray to Yahweh, I'm telling you something. And when you come back in, boy, you got to seek him how many times more?
10 times more.
You got to be the first one in and last one leaving and all in between. He said, you got to seek him 10 times more. See, this thing, see, it got it written. And our job is we only quoting what we hear and read. Listen, that's why we got a big job ahead of us. That's why it's so important about the school, banquet hall, all that good stuff. Because we got to tell our people, bottom line, I don't care how much worldly goods you got. If you're not keeping the Torah instruction and Yahweh shut you down, I bet you one thing, the Bible says he's going to bun you in the back.
Right.
That's what he said. And we just got to read. Lewis saying 3:1-4. What did he say there, mother? We're going to comment on chapter 3, 1-4 after mother gets through reading. Let's see what it says.
The book of Barak, chapter 3, verse 1-4, verse 1. Yahweh Almighty, Yahweh of Israel, the foe and anguish, the troubled spirit cries unto thee. Verse 2. Hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy, for thou art merciful and have pity upon us, because we have sinned before thee. Verse 3. For thus endures forever, and we praise, and we pass it utterly. Verse 4. O Yahweh Almighty, thus Yahweh of Israel, hear now the prayers of the elders of the dead Israelites and of their children which have sinned before thee and not hearken unto thee, voice of thee, that Yahweh for thee, which causes thee fled please unto us.
Well, remember, they read already Ezekiel chapter 37 that he said he going to open your grave, O dead Israelite. He's going to wake the dead Israelite up. So and he's doing it to the boys of Israelite. He's going to wake the dead Israelite up. And that's why he come on that work, to wake you up. See, all the stuff that you will be hearing about, all the things you'll be hearing, I'm telling you one thing. Make sure you got this man right. Now, make sure you got him right. That's all he can tell you. Make sure what you're doing, you look in the mirror, you line up with the man that said. Well, you got it written in Matthew's, we're not going to read 6:24. Well, why you gain the whole world by my key? About to tell you. You see, you gain the whole world in 6:24, but now I'm going to key you. Then we're going to have to tell you in 33, seek the kingdom of Yahweh first, and everything you want after that will be added to you. So you keep on prospering in the world. Folks, I shut you down. When he wake you up, he gonna bind you in the fire. So our job is to tell you. Let me be clear. Detroit, Michigan, what it says over there in Deuteronomy, you gotta go back to back to what you're working with come out.
Deuteronomy chapter 11.
Yes.
Verses. Deuteronomy 11, verse 26 through 28.
Come on.
Verse 26 of Deuteronomy 11. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. Verse 27, a blessing if ye obey the Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, commanded you this day. 28. A curse if ye will not obey the Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, but turn aside out of the way which I commanded you this day to go after other Yahwehs, which ye have not known. Deuteronomy 32.
30, 30, 1, 2, and 3, 19, 20. Don't try to remember nothing in your head. Write it written down. Deuteronomy chapter 30, 1, 2, 3, 19, and 20. Put some pen and pad on it. Come on, Detroit.
Deuteronomy 30, 1 through 3, 19 and 20.
Mm-hmm. Put some pad on it.
Verse 1, and it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call him to mind among all the nations, whether Yahweh thy Yahweh has driven thee. Verse 2, and shall return unto Yahweh thy Yahweh, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy mind and with all thy soul. verse 3, that then Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will turn and gather thee from all the nations whither Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, have scattered thee. Verse 19, I shall call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Verse 20, that thou mayest love Yahuwah thy Yahuwah, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahuwah sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, to give them.
That's fine. Good read. That's good reading there, Detroit. I mean, that said a whole lot. So Yahuwah says, he sit before you life, Torah, or Bible, and he also sit before you death. I mean, you don't keep the first five books. He says it's up to you. So whatever written in the first five books, you got to examine them first five books, because life and death is in there. It's up to you to be clear where you stand at. If you keep in the first five books, if he shut you down, when he raised you back up, you're going to be all right. If you're not keeping the first five books, when he wakes you back up, he's going to burn you in the fire. It's simple as that. So your loved one and yourself have to know exactly how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes it plain, Brother Micaiah, he made some things real plain on what to do and what not to do. Let's take a look and we'll see what he says on what to do, what not to do. Let's go to Torah chapter 5, verse 2. Let's talk about it a minute, Brother Micaiah. Now we're going to take a look at what he's saying. So remember, we come on the network, it might be rude in speech, but not according to knowledge. Because we're going to tell you that the man is saying it's up to you to make a difference. And when it comes all over the known country, when the land, school, banquet hall is laid out, we got to show you what the Bible's saying. We're not looking for, because it's packed in and out, don't make no difference. We're going to show you what the Bible's saying, because one thing about it, our salvation on the line. And we're going to tell you this in Sirach 5, verse 2, and what it say?
The book of Sirach, chapter 5, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, follow not your own mind in your strength to walk in the ways of your mind.
The man says, he said, now follow not after your own mind. See, don't let your own mind have you to think one way, and the Bible telling you it ain't going to work. So don't follow after your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because your mind, let's preach up that tomorrow, chapter 7. Let's read till we get out. Pick up verse 21. Now, look what he say. The seer
said, Mark?
Yeah, Mark 7, pick up verse 21. Let's find out something. What your mind, see, this is what your mind will get you. Your mind will get you excited. Your mind will. That's why you guys say, well, man, I got to let this old mind of mine kind of hold on for a minute and see what this book is saying. What it says in Mark chapter 7, verse 21. Let's talk about it. Let's read a little bit until we get our point. Now, we just read in Sirach 5, verse 2. Follow not after your own mind. That's what we got to read. Mark 7, 21. Let's read a little bit until we get our point. Come on.
Okay. The book of Mark. Chapter 7, verse 21. 21 reads, for from within, out of your mind of man, out of the mind of man, proceeded evil thoughts. 22, thieves, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. Verse 23, all these evil things come from within and defile the man.
Verse, ain't that something? That's good right there. So now you see what he said? He said, now follow not after your own mind, because if you don't have a Bible, your mind, check out your mind. You're going to let your mind think you own something. And the Bible tell you, don't do that. See, your mind ain't going to say, I'm on something. But then you're reading the Bible and say, no, you're not on nothing. You tell you, follow not after your own mind. He got all this great book laid out for you. Examine what you own from the pages of the book. Because out of the mind, you just got to read it. And then he pulled that from Solomon in 3 verse 5. What it said, Brother Mackay, he pulled that verse. He pulled it. Solomon, Proverbs 3 verse 5. See, you know what we do? We let our mind try to figure out things in the Bible that been already figured out for you. See what I'm just saying? Don't try to sit there and, well, I want, no, no, no. The Bible have the answer. You got to be in the right ministry. And their job is to show you what the Bible says concerning you. Proverbs 3, verse 5, what it says, Brother McGay?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, trust in Yahuwah with all your mind and lean not unto your own understanding.
You see what I'm saying? So otherwise, see, like you got brothers and sisters being class, they are. You know, we trying to show them saying they got a comeback. Listen, no, that's not you ain't reading what you're saying. You got a comeback for what reason? Hold your tongue. Let the Bible come out. See, you can't trust in your own mind. Well, no, that's why we make it. You can't. You have to know. And how you know? And we're not gonna read St. John 3:11. That would tell you now. You got to know. But know what? What you can read. Let's go to Sirach chapter 24. No, I tell you, I'm going to put that to the side. I got to come back with that later. I'm going to lose some time. I put that to the side. I come back with that tomorrow. You can hold that point up. Now, if I go there, I'm going to get too happy with that. And then I'm going to mess around here and up all over the place in another direction. So now I'm going to put that down there, Brother McCallie. So we find out that you got to be very careful. And it tells you now, let's run back to Baruch, Brother McCain. We're going to 2 Ezra chapter 14, and we'll pick around about verse 10. Let's read a little bit. We want to read a little bit there, Brother McCain. So you, one thing about it, we want to read a little bit. 2 Ezra chapter 14, pick it at verse 13. Matter of fact, read 12 just to make it sound good. Pick it 12, read a little bit till we get our point.
Okay. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 14, beginning at verse 12. Verse 12 reads, and there remaineth that which is after the half of the tenth part. Now, therefore, set your house in order and reprove your people. Comfort such of them as be in trouble, and now renounce corruption. Verse 14, let go from you mortal thoughts. Cast away the burdens of man. Put off now the weak nature. Verse 15, and set aside the thoughts that are most heavy unto you, and hath you to flee and hate you to flee from these times. Verse 16.
That's it. That's good. So he's saying, look, you got to put off this mortal thought. You got to put that off. Cast that. That's the burden of men. Put that mortal thought off and look, read the Bible and see what the Bible says and go with the Bible. And Sirach 47, there, Brother Micaiah. You can't never forget this, how it works. In the book of Sirach 47:13-16. See, you got to be clear how it works. See, and this is going for all the 17 nations of great big old camps, exactly how this thing works. Listen to it good. We're going to Sirach chapter 47, verse 13 through 16. What does it say there, Brother McKay?
The book of Sirach, chapter 47, verse 13 and verse 16. Verse 13
down to 16. Take it straight down. Okay. 13, take it straight on down to 16. Straight on down. Come on.
Okay. The book of Sirach, chapter 47, reading verse 13 down to 16. Verse 13 read, and was honored. For Yahweh made all quiet round about him, that he might build a temple in his name and prepare his temple forever. Verse 14, how wise was you in your youth, and as a flood filled with understanding. Verse 15, your soul, your person covered the whole earth.
Go ahead, man. Wait a minute, hold on, Brother McGay. Is you looking at 47 real carefully? Because right now I'm stuck. You looking at 47:13? Because I'm kind of stuck there, Brother McGay. Is you on board? You know,
you want me to go back chapter 47, verse 13 down to 16, right?
Yeah, well, hold on a minute, because I'm kind of stuck there, Brother McGay. I should have heard something by now. Let me go get me a little book and do a little peeping now. Let me get me a book. Cause right now I'm kind of stuck. So that means I gotta go get me a book, there, Brother McKay. Cause I'm not hearing what I want to hear. So let me peep to make sure I'm on point. Now I see it's the Rock 47 verse 13. So let me see. Let me peep over here and see what did I do wrong there, Brother McKay. Cause it's something in there. And so let me get me some Sirach 47. Let's see where we're at. Make that 46. Man, that's what happened. Make that 46. Thank you, that Brother McKay. Make that 46, okay. Man. Try 46 there. Thank you, Brother McKay. 46.
All right. No problem. Hallelujah. All right.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 46, verse 13-16. Verse 13. Samuel, the seer of Yahweh, beloved of his Yahweh, established a kingdom and anointed princes over his people. Verse 14. By the law, Torah instruction of Yahweh, he judged all the congregation of the family of Israel. And Yahweh had respect unto Israel. Verse 15, by his faithfulness, he was found a true seer, and by his word, he was known to be faithful in vision. Verse 16, he called upon the mighty Yahweh when his enemies pressed upon him on every side, when he offered the sucking lamb.
Ain't that something? Now you know what he repeats. We're not going back and read for time's sake. Now, he repeated what Samuel did about 1,000 years later. So you see that? So you see what's going on here? Samuel is the one that, so Rob was on the table. See, probably at the time that he was on the table, it might have been somebody saying that, I got the anointing oil in my hands. Wait a minute, I got the anointing oil in your hands. It got to go to me first, and I got to anoint you. I got to see your spirit like mine, but you know the others. He said, Samuel took care of all that business. No, it don't work like that. So there was them. So he rehearsed what was said way back there in the seventh chapter. We're not going to read for time's sake. So you got to understand something. Yahweh got to order things. The seer is the one that anoints the elders, the princes, and everybody else. Now, he did the elders that position, then they can do it, but they first got to come through the seal. And it's right there. See, what will happen, we don't know the order thing, and people popping up everywhere and want to know why everything ain't coming to nothing, because you got the order thing. Now, they're going to precept that to 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11, 12, 15, and 16, from Micaiah. And Mother E, help me, Romans chapter 13, 6, 7, 15 through 18, had that waiting on it. So, understand one thing. You got to look at this Bible and see what this Bible's saying. And then you got to apply the Bible, because you can know who's doing something right and who's doing something wrong by not listening to their speech. It's going to the Bible and say, wait a minute. Whole lot of anointing going on over here, but it ain't anointing according to the Bible. It's anointing according to just the will of man. 1 Kings chapter 19, 11, 12, 15, 16, by Brother Micaiah, Mother E. Have me Romans chapter 13, 6, 7, 15 through 18, waiting on it. Listen good. You're on the clock, Brother Micaiah. Come on.
Okay, the book of 1 Kings, in chapter 19, verse 11, 12, verse 15, and verse 16. Verse 11 reads, and he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before Yahuwah. And behold, Yahuwah passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountain and break in pieces the rocks before Yahuwah. But Yahuwah was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But Yahuwah was not in the earthquake. Verse 12. And after the earthquake, a fire. But Yahuwah was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Verse 15. And Yahuwah said unto him, go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you cometh, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. Verse 16. And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shall you anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Mahola, shall you anoint to be seer in your room.
He said, I tell you what, you go do some anointing. Matter of fact, you anoint your replacement, Elisha. He said, that let me know one thing. His days was limited, and that's the point we make it. Yahuwah, I'll let the seer know. In time appointed, he'll tell you exactly who go there and anoint. So if he tell you go anoint somebody in your room, that means one thing. Yahuwah ready to shut you down. So that's the point I'm saying. That's why we're going to make sure we don't care about the people. We're going to make sure we do Yahuwah's business, because if we don't do Yahuwah's business, he'll say, hey, why don't you go anoint such person to take your place? Because we know it can't be true, so it means one thing about it. Your days of a seer is short when you transgress against the order of Yahuwah. So don't worry about nobody's feelings. When you got to do Yahuwah's business, do Yahuwah's business. I don't care who it is. Tell it the way he give it to you. That's the way he say. Now watch this right here. We're going to Romans chapter 13, verse 6 and 7, 15 through 18, in Detroit. We're going to look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, 1 and 2, then back to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, 6 through 10, 13 and 14, Detroit, Michigan. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1.
Verse 3.
Hold on. You got your mouth going. Keep your mouth closed. 2 Timothy chapter 1, that's right. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. 6 through 10, 13 and 14. Had that waiting on me. All right, let's come on back to what was that. What was that? Mother E, come on and bring it.
Okay, Book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 1, verses 6 and 7, 15 to 18.
Excellent.
Wait, I'm about to put my mark in there.
Romans chapter 13, verse 6, 7, and skip down to 15 through 18. Detroit, have me 2 Timothy chapter 2, 1, 2. Skip down to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, 6 through 10, 13 and 14. Had that waiting on me. Come on. My mother.
Book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 6 and 7, verse 15 to 18. Romans chapter 13, verse 6. For from this cause pay you tribute also, for they are Yahweh's ministry, attending continually upon their due. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom. Verse 15.
But wait a minute, Mo. I need to hear that again because he was kind of breaking up a little bit. Come on back again and read that 13. 6 and 7 one more time because he was breaking up. I want to make sure we get that understood out the way. Matter of fact, back up and read. I tell you what, back up a little bit and pick it up at verse number 5. Pick it up at, wait a minute. Let me give me a book on people or something. Let me peep at something. Right now, I might be all over. I mean, I heard one way, and I'm not really. Let's look at that one more time another way. Let me see something. I'm looking at something that something ain't corresponding with me, mother, on that point. Let me see. Where's I'm blowing something. I don't want that. Hold that up because I'm missing something. That ain't adding up anymore. That's not adding up.
Oh, it don't go no other 14.
Yeah, well, like I'm struggling right now. Struggling right now because something ain't adding up. The way that came out. I tell you what. Let me go to Detroit. And get the trot out the way, and then maybe I get how to come back to what we on. Because right now I'm struggling right now, because I'm missing a point somewhere. So let me run and grab the chart, and let the chart give me them Timothy verses, and we'll come right back, and then I'll be prepared to deal with. Because I know one thing: if a verse is missing, I did not hear. So I'm gonna come back with it. 2 Timothy chapter 2, 1 and 2, and back up to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, 6 through 10, 13 and 14, and the closing statement of Detroit, Michigan, you on the clock. Come on.
2 Timothy 2, verse 1 and 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Yahweh the Son, verse 2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to covenant belief among men, who shall be able to teach others also. 2 Timothy verse 1, 3, 6 through 10, and 13 and 14. Second Timothy 1, verse 3. Thank Yahweh, whom I serve from my forefathers, the ancestors, with pure conscience.
Hold on. You ain't reading about no ancestors in here. Forefathers is the correct way. Ancestors polluted for forefathers. So you don't put no ancestors in there. It don't belong there. It's forefathers in there. So read the way you see it. Ain't no forefathers. Ain't no ancestors in there. Go ahead.
Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, I thank Yahweh, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day. Verses 6 through 10. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of Yahweh, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Verse 7, for Yahweh has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Verse 8, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of Yahweh the Son, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the covenant according to the power of Yahweh. Verse 9, who has saved us and called us with the righteous calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Yahweh the Son before the world began. Verse 10, is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Yahweh the Son, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to light through the covenant. Verses 13 and 14. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in covenant belief, love, and love which is in Yahweh the Son. Verse 14. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the righteous spirit which dwelleth in us.
Hey, that's a whole lot of good talking in there, and that's excellent on your part there, this chart. That was excellent. So you may know, it's a spirit inside of you. You got to keep that spirit that's inside of you, and that spirit is only given to one people. That's the point we're going to bring out shortly. Detroit, that was definitely on your part. I'm about to close the statement. And you got us in Detroit real good. I ironed that. You on the clock. Come on.
Closing statement, Psalms 119, verse 62 and 63. At midnight I will rise up, give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. Verse 63, I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. Alleluia, qua. Alleluia, qua. Alleluia, qua.
That's Kevin Four around Detroit, Michigan. Excellent on your part, that Detroit, Michigan. That's real nice. Now, Mother Eve. Like I said again, I was fumbling all around, but make that Hebrew same verses in Hebrew. Hebrew chapter 13:6-7, 15-18. I didn't need Romans at that time. Make that the book of Hebrews. Hebrew, pluritized for Hebrew. Chapter 13:6-7, 15-18. Let's go that way.
Okay.
The book of Hebrew, pluritized called Hebrew. Chapter 13:6-7, 15-18. Mother E, you're back on the clock. Come on.
The book of Hebrew, chapter 13, verse 6 and 7, and verse 15-18.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hebrew, chapter 13, verse 6 and 7. Verse 6, so that we may boldly say, Yahweh is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the words of Yahweh, whose covenant follows, considering the end of their conversation. Verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to Yahweh continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Verse 16. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with Yahweh is well pleased. Verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your soul, for you, as they that must give according, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Verse 18, pay for us. We trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly.
So you're saying, obey them that got the rule over you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they watch over your soul. Because they got to give account of what they're doing. See, bosses of a two-year life got an unction from Yahweh. We join you what this man is saying. He said, obey them. Because they got an unction from Yahweh to teach you this thing. They got the rule over you. He said, don't let them have to do it in Greek. Because it's unprofitable to you. And we show you how to get salvation through his scripture. So don't be quick with a comeback in the mouth. Listen, because we got to give account of this thing, this word of Yahweh. If we ain't got this right, we in trouble. But we read everything he's saying. Now, precept that, Mother Eve, to 13th chapter. Now we go to Romans 1 through 5. Now we go to Romans 1 through 5. So we're looking at 13 chapter, Romans 1 through 5. So understand one thing. We come humble to show you that we've been mistaught. And Yahweh is not going to intervene until you understand you must get in order up under the six anointed accounts of the voices of a true Israelite. But the voice of a true Israelite, the six anointed accounts, got to have the same spirit as fear got. Be able to meet them where they at, whatever point. That's why it's very necessary for you to make sure you not only got the book, you're taking notes, taking pads, and you got to pay your neighbor. Hey, neighbor, what you doing? I ain't doing nothing. What you want? Come over here and let me precept some book with you. Give him a couple dollars to sit down and precept some this book. You get prepared for the big job to come. Is saving souls that's the underbus for our salvation. That's why it's so important. Take notes. Understand one thing. We might be rude in speech, but not according to knowledge. So we're going to preach up that about obey them that got the rule over you. One that got the rule on you, the one that use the name and lead by example by keeping the covenant of Yahweh. And that's the only ministry in town called the Voices of the True Israelite. We keep the name, the fringes. We keep all the feast days, Sabbath days. And we meet you with Thus Says Yahweh the Bible. We own that through Yahweh. Let's see what we're reading in Romans 13, 1 through 5. Listen good. Mother E. Brain.
Mother Brain.
Book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 1 to 5, verse 1. Let every person be subjected unto the higher power, for there is no power but of Yahweh, the power that be are ordained of Yahweh. Verse 2. Whosoever therefore resists the power resisted the ordinance of Yahweh, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Verse 3. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Will thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Verse 4. For he is the minister of Yahweh to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he bears not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of Yahweh, a leaven to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Verse 5. Wherefore you must needs be subjected, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake.
That's good talk. He said, not only you got to understand something. Voices of a true Israelite is to help you. We are the ministers of Yahweh. We in order to help you. He said, take some of that base out your boss and stop all them combats when anointed leadership show you what the Bible says. You ain't got to have a combat. Just listen, take notes, and be prepared to help yourself and others. Because we got to give account of this. We're not doing this because we puffed up. We got an unction from Yahweh to tell you, thus says Yahweh. You got it? Good. So stop all these combats and all we got to speak on things that you don't like and what you're hearing. If we don't take care of Yahweh's business and show you what the Bible says, then who else going to do it? Bosses of it, you is right. Six and on account. Get in order. So we're going to start right there. We're going to bring our elder and get his closing statements on tape 65, and then we're going to bring the best part of the broadcast on, bring Mother Z, and she's going to dress this nice and party. So, all right. So, Elder Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock for your final statement on Take 65, then we'll join you on Pal Talk and see what happened with that. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. I'm just sitting back getting me a ear full of Yahweh right now. And a couple of things that you said should have struck interest to a lot of people that's listening to this program. It should have struck serious interest that it did to me, just like it did to me, I would say. And one was why we say, hallelujah, Yahweh. You know, I think there was over 250 times, if they have read the Bible, that praise was given with a loud voice, and it makes reference to that. What happened to the crippled man in front of Solomon's temple in the book of Acts, chapter 8? When John and Peter came and grabbed him by the hand and said, stand you up and walk, that man stood up and walked and immediately was healed. And he hollered and gave praise to Yahweh. Also in Esther, Ezra, in the third chapter, verse 11 to 13, you will see they shouted with a loud voice. Giving praise is something that we need to know. Like I mentioned YHDH about a week ago, pure Semitic form of the word Yada, YHDH. It means to give praise. In the book of Genesis, chapter 29, 35, it was born to the fourth son of Israel, YSRL, and Leah. In the book of Genesis, chapter 20, 35, 23, the tribe of Yada is servants of Yahweh, YHWH, not servants of Yahweh, Yah, as I heard mentioned earlier, Jehovah, God, but Yahweh, YHWH, is what separates them from other religions, ministries, ideologies, and other cultures. And knowing that, this is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of confusion, bad teaching, and Christianity. And we welcome you right into our broadcast of Yahweh's ministry, learning you how to connect the books, teaching you how to connect the books for your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days, even just letting you know what the Sabbath days are. We do this because you have none. Information that you came to seek, and you will find that you have to look no further, because you have found that now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. It's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Generally, we don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special day. This is what you can say, hallelujah, what for? We're here for you. But we do have a Sabbath class. That top part of Sabbath is from Friday, starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of our Sabbath class is from 12 p.m. That's for the temple class, and we have an online class from 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this on any one of your search lines, in the www.tribeyhdh.com. And right under the big line, you'll see some choices. One would be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu. But you'll find after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And remember what it reads in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also mentioned again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. And I say that with recognition. Also, we do have a calendar. Check that calendar when you're there. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is featured as only available during live broadcast time. To get there, this time, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into a live online broadcast. Also, we have two email addresses to use. The first is tribe, that spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com, for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or even related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, and you'll find it to be answered by any one of 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling this number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. And if you find you missed the beginning of today's program, you can always listen to the entire show after 9:15 p.m., except Friday's program will be repeated in its entirety after 10:30. Just enter three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Choose the program you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. not doing the normal Blog Talk broadcast. Another good note. We're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look once again for Voices of the True Israelite, the Tribe of Yadav. And you'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. While mine there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Recitatives, along with the Seer Israel Riding Shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when you're trying to learn the words of Yahuwah, as I said many, many times before, do not try to win the Bump the Gums contest. You will miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. We are rehearsing the righteous act, and we do say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Yes, Hallelujah. Well, WCC, they can happen to hire medical things. Yes, here, the question we asked you earlier about Geno Jennings and his reader, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, and working himself up real good, that's a good thing. Well, we have to, so now we've heard two witnesses on this, so we got to examine. We got to examine that when we come out from this break after the mothers get in and address the nation. If we got an entire line, we will address that because right now WCC said they, what Geno Jennings and his reader do, that correspond with having the Jesus in you. Okay. Well, when we come out here in Mother Z and then get Mother E's closing statements, I think if we have any time, we're going to have to take a look at that. Because one thing in the Bible has a double meaning. Because sometimes people will use that for different reasons. And we'll have the Bible take care of that real shortly. So get your A-game ready, though, Brother McKay. Get your A-game ready. And examine all that after Mother Eve. Bring her address to the national audience. And then we'll get Mother Eve's closing statement. And then we, if any time left, we will examine what you said earlier after second witness came on the table. Mother E, Travel Yadav Judah. Yahuwah be with you, see Roy.
Yahuwah bless you, dear Israel. I'll see Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Roy. That don't sound like a Mother Z to me. Mother Z. Okay, well, Mother, I'll tell you what, Mother E. Give me your closing statement anyway, since you're there. Give me your closing statement, and then we're going to come back with Mother Z addressing the nation. And if you got to address the nation, you can do it too. So whatever. So bring me back. Give me your closing statement, whatever you got to say in your closing statement, and then we'll bring Mother Z in and get Mother Z addressing the nation. If you want to address the nation, it's up to you. Whatever y'all put on your Mother E, you're on the clock. Come on.
Oh, okay. I'm going to read three verses in Psalms chapter 1. And it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the seat of the scoff. Verse 2. But his delight is in the Torah instruction of Yahuwah, and in his Torah instruction do he meditate day and night. And verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper. So I would like to say to the national organ, be like the tree planted by the water that's not moved. And I would like to say to them to hold on and don't give up. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yeah, Mother Isay, to the national audience, addressing the children of Israel and those that's got an ear to hear, but addressing Israel first. Hold on, don't give up. The Bible's going to stand where we like it or not. Hold on, don't give up. Now, I'm going to bring in Mother Z, and Mother Z going to address the nation, whatever this national audience got to say. What she got to say to this national audience, bring in Mother Z. And she going to, what you got an ear to hear, listen. The mothers bring it to you and bring it from the bottom of their brain, what you call the heart. Listen, pay attention. Mother Z, child of Yahweh Judah, Yahweh bless you, S.A. Roy.
Yahweh bless and keep you, still Israel of royalty. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. One thing we know, we got 195 international countries, but they got blocked account. But one thing we know, the Almighty put some on you to tell them. And we will all want to hear it. The flow is yours. The best part of the broadcast is on you, Mother. See, you're on the clock. Come on.
I'm going to read from Romans, the 8th chapter, for the national audience tonight. And maybe I can explain some of it. But I'm going to start reading at verse 1. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Yahweh the Son, Yahweh, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 2, for the Torah instruction of the Spirit of life in Yahweh the Son, Yahweh, has made me free from the Torah instruction of sin and death. Verse 3, For what the Torah instruction could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, Yahweh sent his own son Yahweh the Father sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and of sin, condemn sin in the flesh. Verse 4, that the righteous of the Torah instruction might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, things of the Spirit. Verse 6, for to be carnal mind is death, but to be spiritual mind is life. Verse 7, because the carnal mind is empty against Yahweh, for it is not subjected to the Torah instruction of Yahweh, neither indeed can be. Verse 8, so then that they are in the flesh cannot please Yahweh. I'm just going to stop it right here and explain more about it, but I'm going to stop it right here and say, you know, we can't please Yahweh by walking in the flesh. We got to be in the Spirit. And, you know, the Word is the Spirit. The Bible is the Spirit because the you know, someone say, well, I believe everything the Bible said, but then you start talking to them, they talking about, well, that's your opinion, but I guess we shouldn't say we believe everything that the Bible said unless we know everything that the Bible say. And I just like to say we can't please him by walking in the flesh. We got to be walking in the Spirit and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Father, Mother Z. That was excellent on your part. But what we're going to do, you, I guess you have to deal with that that Romans tomorrow. We'll deal with that and we'll break that down. Very important to understand that the Torah instruction is not weak, that's strong. What was weak was adding that animal sacrificial law to that thing. We'll take care of all that tomorrow. We'll take care of all that tomorrow, and that's no problem about that, because one thing about it, it was two laws there, the moral law and the sacrificial law, all up in that verse right there in that eighth chapter, and we'll take care of all that tomorrow. Matter of fact, we'll make an agenda on it. We'll take care of that eighth chapter, and we'll break that down in grand style tomorrow. But right now, we want to go back to what we don't got two witnesses on in WCC. They are pulling one off right now about Geno Jennings and his right-hand man. But the Bible have a double meaning. All remember, the Bible have a double meaning. You know, sometimes that's why you got to be able to go in the book and see exactly what works what up. The Bible have a double meaning. We'll leave it like that. Brother Mackay, let's run back to Acts chapter 3. Let's run back to Acts chapter 3. Let's see if we tighten up some things along the way, because WCC, they skinning and grinning behind the statement that was made. And we're going to find out one thing when Peter is up on a yacht rock. But you got another spirit up, is not up on the Yahuwah. So you got to be very careful. If I tell you, 1 Timothy 4:1, try that spirit. Because every spirit ain't from Yahuwah. And so we're going to just look at, we're going to leave it right there so you can run some scripture down. Acts chapter 3, let's see exactly what happened in verse 3. And we'll take it down to verse 10. Let's see how much hollering was going on behind what Peter was looking at. In Acts chapter 3, and we'll pick it up at verse 3. 3 down to verse 10, let's see what happens. Acts chapter 3 down to verse 10. Brother Mackay, you're on the clock, come on.
Okay, the book of Acts chapter 3, verse 3 to 10. Verse 3 reads, on him with John, said, look on up. Verse 5, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive nothing of them. Verse 6, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I you. In the name of Yahuwah, the Son of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Verse 7, and he took him by the right hand and lift him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising Yahuwah. Verse 9, and all the people saw him walking and praising Yahuwah. Verse 10, and they knew that it was he which sat for am at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him.
And he was praising Yahuwah. That word is alms. That was alms. And he was expecting to get a little. He was sitting by the gate trying to get him a couple of dollars in his pocket. And Peter told him, I ain't about that, brother. I'm going to give you some words. So that's alms instead of aims. So now, good. So we got that one out the way. So he was leaping in and jumping, praising him some Yahuwah. That's what he was doing. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 12, verse 43 on verse 45. Let's see, can we find out one thing, because one thing about it, Satan is always a counterbalance. Because sometimes people will do certain things pointing toward Geno Jennings and whoever his reader is, and he'll go into what some readers made, according to WCC, he'll go into some hallelujah, hallelujah, and he gets very excited and get kicking his feet out and all that good stuff. We're going to run this down now and find out what's going on. Let's see, let's run this down in Matthew chapter 12, verse 43, down to verse 45. See what we can get going on that, Brother Micaiah. Matthew 12, 43-45.
Okay, the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 43-45. Verse 43 reads, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places, seeking rest and find none. Verse 44, then he said, I will return into my house from where I came out. And when he is come, he find it empty, swept, and garnished. Verse 45. Then go he and take with him seven other spirits, and take with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the, even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
Mm-hmm. So he says this man was once in the word of Yahuwah, and he left the word of Yahuwah. And when he left the word of Yahuwah, Satan had to come up out of him because he was in the word of Yahuwah. Then he turned back and peeked to see what he's still doing Yahuwah, and found out he wasn't doing Yahuwah. So he said he came back to that body, that soul, the house, in that body, and he brought several more of his demons with him, and his worst thing ain't going to be louder than, and worse than all. So now he had all type of demons in him by leaving the word of Yahuwah. So now we're going to run that down. Keep that in your mind. Let's go to Luke, because he got to be very careful that sometimes you got to recognize what spirit that make you holler out. Because every time you holler out, that don't mean that spirit is coming from Yahuwah. He may come from somebody else. We'll see. Let's go to Luke chapter 11, 24 through 26. Let's run it down, Brother McKay.
Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 24 through 26. Verse 24 reads, is gone out of a man, he walked through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none. He said, I will return unto my house where I came out. Verse 25, and when he come, he find it swept and garnished. Verse 26, and go he and take to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first.
Mm-hmm. So that surely that house means that man. So the biggest spirit will leave your body, and he'll come back and peek and see if you still on fire. But if you somewhere jaw-jagging, ain't taking care of Yahuwah business, hey, this person, they faking. Let's come on back and let's grab hold to him, and let's bring all my other buddies with him. Let's work him over real good. Case in point, Luke chapter 8, 1 and 2. Listen, Luke chapter 8, 1 and 2.
Book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, and it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, teaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of Yahuwah. And the 12 were with him. Verse 2. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmity, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went...
So Mary Magdalene had seven devils inside her. So see, look at it. So Mary, this is the woman, had seven devils in her. So she had, and she was healed, them devils, he ran them devils up out of her. Luke 13:32. Listen good. Luke 13:32.
Book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 32. 32 reads, and he said unto them, go you and tell that fox, behold, I cast out them today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfect.
Mm-hmm. So he said, go tell that fox, go tell that king tomorrow, I'm going to be casting out me some devils. So you got to recognize sometimes that when the devil in you or when Yahuwah spirit in you, so he'll give you the discernment. Now, we'll watch to make sure, because every time somebody, you know, hook their shoulders up and holler out, hallelujah, Yahuwah, hallelujah, you got to be clear. what spirit is making you holler? Huh? Is it Yahuwah's spirit making you holler? Or is it Satan's devil making you holler? Let's investigate it. Talking about whoever that Geno Genius is and the guy that be reading the book and get the hallelujah and all that, we're going to investigate something and see what we can read. Mark chapter 1, 21 through 24, what it say?
Okay, the book of Mark.
Chapter 1, verse 21 to 24. Come on, Brother McKay.
The book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 21 through 24. Verse 21 reads, and they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the temple and taught. Verse 22, as one that had authority, and not as the scribe. Verse 23, and there was in their temple a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. Verse 24, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, you, Yahuwah, the son of Nazareth? Are you come to destroy us? I know you. I know you, who you are, the righteous one of Yahuwah, the Father.
Wait a minute now, but it's, what was going on in verse 23? Now, here's a spirit, but it's an unclean spirit in the temple. And what did he do in verse 23?
The book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 23 reads, and there was in their temple a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out.
Ain't that something? So you got to be very careful. Sometimes you can be with an unclean spirit be crying out, hallelujah, hallelujah. You got to make sure you weigh in the balance. So some people might say, well, I can't control it. Well, wait a minute. Well, why you can't control it? Sometimes the spirit can be from Satan the devil. Now, there's only one case in point, but we got to get a couple more witnesses. Let's go to Luke chapter 4, 31 through 34. Let's get a second witness on this. Because remember one thing. You got to be clear. Sometimes people say, well, I can't control when I holler out. Okay, good. We're going to find out something in the Bible. Luke chapter 4, 31 through 34 says what?
Book of Luke chapter 4, verse 31 through 34. Verse 31 reads, and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath day. Verse 32, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with power. Verse 33, and in the temple there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice. Verse 34, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, you, Yahuwah, the son of Nazareth? Are you come to destroy us? I know you, who you are, the righteous one of Yahuwah, the Father.
Mm-hmm. So what did unclean spirit do in verse 23 again?
The book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 33. Verse 33 reads, and in the temple there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice.
So an unclean spirit can cry out with a loud voice. So because you just might have holler, hallelujah, wow, hallelujah, that don't make him all of a sudden got to do a little more investigate. Sometimes it can be Satan the devil making you holler out. Let's get a little bit more. Let's go to Mark 1:23. Mark 1:23.
Okay. The book of Mark. Chapter 1, verse 23. 23 reads, and there was in their temple a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out.
Wait a minute. What did he do? What kind of spirit he had on him again?
An unclean spirit.
And what did unclean spirit made him do inside the temple?
And he cried out.
Ain't that something? Luke chapter 4, verse 33. So you got to be very careful when you hear somebody, every time you're talking with them, they holler, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, we got to examine what spirit is you working with. So he'll let you know if it's uncontrollable. It could be a spirit from an unclean spirit that got you doing what you're doing. WCC. Luke 4:33 says what?
The book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 33. 33 reads, and in the temple there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil and cried out with a loud voice.
What did it do? What did unclean in the temple? What did the unclean spirit make you do?
Cry out with a loud voice.
Let's go to Mark chapter 5, 1 through 7, 12 through 15. So that's why you have to make sure you're in the right ministry. Because sometimes people will use that as they own something, hollering out. Every time they talk, they'll say, hallelujah. It's hallelujah, hallelujah. You gotta be weighing. It might be Satan got them going on. Well, I can't control it. Well, that means we gotta rebuke that devil out you. Cause devil can have you hollering out too. See it? Let's get a case in point. Mark chapter 5, 1 through 7, 12 through 15. Listen good. So we have to evaluate when you making so much loud noise in the temple. Hallelujah. That might be Satan got you trying to distract somebody. And that don't make you holy now, because Satan got the same attribute to make a man or woman just holler out, hallelujah. Mark chapter 5, 1 through 7, 12 through 15. Listen good.
The book of Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 7 and 12 through 15. Verse 1 reads, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenians. Verse 2, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit. Verse 3, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Verse 4, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. Verse 5, and always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Verse 6, But when he saw Yahweh the Son afar off, he ran and worshiped him. Verse 7, and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Yahweh the Son, you Son of the Most High Yahweh the Father? Adjure you by Yahweh that you torment me not. Verse 12. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. Verse 13. And forthwith Yahweh the Son gave them leave. Unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000. And were choked in the sea. Verse 14. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. Verse 15. And they come to Yahweh the Son and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid.
So you got clothing in the right mind. See, after them unclean spirit. Read verse 5 again.
The book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, "And always, 90 days, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones."
Is it? So you have to be very careful because the person crying out, hallelujah, 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 well, and get all worked up. That could be Satan working them up. So you gotta evaluate it a little bit more because the person holler out. Ooh, look how holy they is. They holler out, hallelujah, hallelujah, well. But now Yahweh got a little wrinkle in here. And listen to what he says here. Give me a 14 verse 40. 1 Corinthians 14:40. Now here go your wrinkle. See, you never know when Yahweh, okay, get at that because I heard two witnesses on that. Because somebody holler out, hallelujah, Yahweh, it could be hollering out from Satan the devil. That's why you got to weigh it out. That's why Yahweh said this in 14 verse 40. What did he say?
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 40. Verse 40 reads, "Let all things be done decently and in order."
You see what the man's saying? So if you're in the temple and you're not doing it decent in order, that's not from Yahweh. That's from Satan the devil. Because Yahweh said when you're doing your hallelujah was, or your hallelujah, whatever you're going to say, or hallelujah, wow, make sure it's done decent and in order. Case in point, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 14, pick up verse 3. Let's read a little bit, Brother McKay. See how much we can get in. I'm going to try not to comment on much as I can, but I'm still going to comment on much as I can. Corinthians chapter 14, pick up verse 3. See, our job is to watch. Sometimes you might be saying hallelujah to be a distraction. And like you got some special spirit with you, but that's Satan the devil working with you. Because you can't have a normal conversation with Jesus in order without you hollering hallelujah, then we got to put our stuff back on you. That could be Satan working your mouth. 14:3, looking good. 1 Corinthians 14:3, let's read a little bit.
Okay, the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, picking up at verse 3. "But he that prophesied speaketh unto man to edification, and exhortation, and comfort." Verse 4. "He that speak in an unknown tongue edified himself. But he that prophesied edified all the congregation of the children of Israel."
The church promoted for the whole congregation of the children of Israel. So when you're prophesizing, you edifying the church promoted for the whole congregation of the children of Israel. When you're prophesizing, that means when you read some book and put book together, then you edifying those that were in front of you. Go ahead and read.
Okay. Verse 5. "I would that you all spake with tongues, but rather that you than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret that the church polluted for all the congregation of the family of Israel may receive edifying." Verse 6. "Now, brother, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine," polluted word for teaching. Verse 7, "and even things without life giving sound or heart, except they give a distinction in the sound, how shall it be known what is heart or heart?" Verse 8, "for if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle?" Verse 9, "so likewise you, except you utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For you shall speak into the air."
Hold on, you see what I'm saying? Look at it. You start hollering and making all that noise around it. You speaking up into the air, but you speaking, you know, when you're dealing with a congregation of the nation of Israel, you speak with tongues and everybody can understand to edify one another. But one of you go holler, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, hallelujah and all that stuff, the whatever the brother said that you said is the one on TV saying. Well, who understands what's going on at hopping in your shoulder? But when you edify, you get everybody straight. Read them up.
The book of Romans. I mean, the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 10. 10 reads. There are, and may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without sanctification. Signification. Verse 11. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Verse 12. Even so you, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church, polluted word, for all the congregation of the family of Israel. Verse 13. Wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Verse 14, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. Verse 15, what is it then? And I was saying with the understanding also. Verse 16, else when you shall bless with the spirit, how shall he that occupies the room of the unlearned say hallelujah what at your giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what you say. Verse 17. For you barely giveth thanks well, but the other is not edified. Verse 18. Thank my Yahweh, I speak with tongues more than you all. Verse 19. Yet in the church, polluted word, for all the congregation of the family of Israel, I have rather speak five words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Verse 20. Brothers, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be you children, but in understanding be man. Verse 21, in the law, polluted word for the Torah instruction, first five books of the Bible, it is written, with man of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people. And yet, for all that will they not hear me, saith Yahweh. Verse 22, wherefore tongues are for signs. Verse 22, wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not. Verse 23. If therefore the whole church, polluted word for all the congregations of the church of the family of Israel, be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, would they not say that you are mad? Verse 24. But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believe not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all. He is judged of all. Verse 25. And thus are the secrets of his mind made manifest. Falling down on his face, he will worship Yahweh and report that Yahweh is in you of a truth. Verse 26. How is it then, brother, when you come together, every one of you have a song, hath a teacher, hath a tongue, have a revelation, hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. Verse 27. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and then by court, and let one interpret. Be no interpreter. Let him keep silent in the church, polluted word for all the family, for all the congregation of the family of Israel, and let him speak to himself, to Yahuwah.
Now, what is he saying? He said, otherwise, if you're going to do all that hollering, hallelujah, and the storm, the crash, hallelujah, and all that, burgling your, he said, keep your mouth closed, especially when you're among the congregation of the children of Israel. You ain't got to go through all that hollering. Hallelujah, 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 and all that. He said, you're speaking to yourself. You're trying to edify yourself. He said, keep your mouth closed at a congregation where the children of Israel is at. Brother Micaiah, I'd like to do more with it, but I can't. Closing statement is all you on the floor, yours. We'll get back on it tomorrow. Come on.
Okay. Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahuwah, for my wife and daughters he has given me to raise and teach the word of Yahuwah. Thank you, Yahuwah, for blessing the seer and continue to give us the word day by day from being a Torah instruction-keeping man. Thank you, Yahuwah, for our elders, for our mothers, and for the teachers and the brothers and sisters of BOTTY. I want to read Psalms chapter 119, verse 33. Read, teach me, O Yahuwah, the way of your Torah instruction, and I shall keep it unto the end. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Angela, so one thing about it, we recognize when you got the spirit of Yahuwah on you, or you got the spirit of the devil on you. Because when you holler, hallelujah, Yahuwah, or hallelujah, make sure it's done decent and in order. You don't both get a jerk and a kick with that hallelujah, Yahuwah, and hallelujah, and all of a sudden nobody understands what you're saying. You disturb the class, and everybody looking and wondering what spirit is that. That's the spirit of saying the devil on you. Because he said, do everything decent and in order. And when somebody come in unlearned, they see you reading a book and prophesizing, they say, I'm a truth, and they come in. But they come in hard and come into class, you hollering, hallelujah, wow. Hallelujah, wow. Hallelujah. They'll say, you mad. I'm going somewhere else. I can go get me a drink at Joe my house and hear that all day long. You got it? Good. So WCC, because you hear the person holler, hallelujah, that don't mean that was edified. Now, that was straight from Satan the devil. Like anybody else that comes in the class was children of Israel, and every time they open their mouth, it's hallelujah, wow. That is Satan pushing you. You don't know what spirit that is? That's Satan the devil. If you say in 1440, you do everything decent and in order. And that ain't decent order when you're hollering out, hallelujah, wah, or hallelujah, which is wrong for hallelujah, wah. So we leave it like that. Until we meet again tomorrow, WCC, so I hope you got enough on whoever that man is with Guinness that lifts his shoulders up, like you say, and holler, hallelujah. He out of order. Ain't none spirit pushing him but Satan the devil. You got it? Because you're supposed to do everything that's in the congregation of Israel according to 1440. Decent and in order. Matter of fact, Brother Micaiah, read me verse 37 in the 14th chapter and look what he said. Give me one verse real quick. 1 Corinthians 14:37, what
they
say, and 38.
Okay, the book of 1 Corinthians, 14, verse 7 and 38?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 14:37 reads, if any man thinks himself to be a seer or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the Torah instructions of Yahuwah. Verse 38. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Continue.
If you don't be ignorant, you be ignorant by yourself. Because you're supposed to prophesize